it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Look, you guys!
There's a third person here. We wanted to introduce you because we about once a week. Ray, this is Reagan, our intern. She'll come in and she'll hang out with us. And I was like, oh my God, you should keep her on here and just introduce her to everybody. This is Reagan, our intern. Everybody say hi to Reagan. Hi. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Isn't she so cute?
She goes to Hillsdale, y'all.
Isn't she so cute?
Best school ever. Best school
you guys,
ever.
She looks so pretty. I like get on here. I just crawled out of bed. Like this
I
is.
I mean.
I got home at like six hours ago. So it's. I don't look good this morning, you guys.
Yeah, but everybody be sweet to Reagan.
Everybody be sweet to Reagan.
Give her all
Everyone's
the
like,
love.
Good morning, third person.
I know, they're the sweetest. I was going to say, someone asked if I was named after the president. I was. That's like my favorite line. That's when I introduce people. I'm always like, I'm named after the president. So, yes.
You know, Reagan, my daughter was born on February 8th, back in 2010. And if I always tell her, if you were born on February 6th, we would have named you Reagan because that was Reagan's birthday. It is Reagan's birthday. Mm-hmm. So she was this close to being named Reagan.
This close.
So close.
So close.
Right. Uh-huh.
So close.
I love that name. Love it. But we wanted to have everybody say hello.
Reagan, I'm kicking you out.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Reagan.
She's so cute.
Okay. Adorable.
So I was just telling Daisy that when the alarm went off this morning for me to get showered and presentable, I was so tired that I was like, I'm not doing any of that. Mm-mm. So I'm literally wearing the shirt that I sleep in. It's like this disgusting, like faded racing shirt. I don't have a bra on. My husband was all mad. He was like, you need to put a bra on. I was like, why? You can't see. You can't see anything.
You can't see anything from here down. I mean, unless you're like. it's not. So what do we care, right?
What do we care? He was like, wow, you're really putting in maximum effort today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I will be my normal self. I just won't be presentable. So sorry, everybody.
I think you look fine. I think you look good. you look like Mock.
Well, I tell you what, though, the like 5 hours or so that I slept good. And it is because of my pillow sheets, my pillow pillows. Is back in
back
my
in your bed. Oh, it's so glorious. That's the best thing about traveling is when you get home and you get in your bed and you have your MyPillow pillows and your MyPillow sheets and all the MyPillow things.
It was so nice.
Oh my God. It's the greatest.
It was so nice. And it was like that kind of sleep where, you know, the alarm goes off and you feel like it's the biggest explosion ever. You're so startled awake that it was that deep of a sleep. It was so good. So good.
And then you know
what else is going to be awesome is that at some point today, maybe I will shower. And I will be using a MyPillow towel, which is my most favorite product from the MyPillow line, like bar none. I love everything from there, but the towels, favorite. And if you haven't experienced these yet, I don't know what you guys are waiting for. There is no better towel than the MyPillow towels. And you get a huge discount if you use code
CHICKS. And while you're at it, you should get one of the bathrobes.
Yes.
I mean, let's not kid ourselves. She's probably never going to shower today. But let's all get real. But if she did, she would use the towels and then she'd use the bathrobe. And you should get a bathrobe too, because they're phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. But make sure that you lift some weights first, because each bathrobe weighs like 98 pounds. For real. They're so heavy.
Or and like, you just lift the robes. You just lift the robes.
That's right. If you need a workout, you got the robes right there. Anyway, use our code CHICKS at 1-800-875-0513, or just go to mypillow.com and you can use it there and get your discount on all of the things. So I do know some things. I know a few things. So that's exciting. And first, before I even know things, is I wanted to show you the first thing that I saw on Daily Mail this morning was Kourtney Kardashian's ass just flew into my face.
What is it with her? Like, she and that with the dude that used to be on Blink, is it Blink 182? The tattooed dude that got in the plane crash.
I don't know who. Who she's dating now?
That's, she's dating, and they're constantly like, and they're constantly like all over each other. It's like all I hear about. It's all I see. And it's like, I'm so sick of hearing about them. It's like, you're a mother. Stop it. Stop.
I know.
Well, and they're drinking. They're getting vials of each other's blood. They're doing the Angelina Jolie, Billy Bob Thornton thing. They're like all vampire-y. And I'm just like, can you just not? Can we not? Yeah, can we not do this again? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, somebody's saying thanks for that visual. Well, I know, because like, why should I have to suffer by myself, right? And so it cracks me up, because the Daily Mail is always like, Kourtney puts on a very cheeky display in her bikini.
Right.
And I'm like, why do they got to say all those?
Yeah. Why do they got to do that, Stuart? Why do they have to do it?
Yes, yeah, Stuart.
The Brit. Explain yourself, Stuart, the Brit.
And then they're going to talk about her pins. They're going to be like, her long pins were looking fit and toned.
Daily Mail's always like, cut a nice figure with her pins. What is
she
that?
Cut a nice figure.
What is that?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the first thing I saw. But then I saw right next to that actual news about Tucker Carlson. Mm. So Tucker apparently has been talking more and more about that whole being spied on by the NSA thing. Right. And now, last night, apparently he said, he said last night that he was telling people more information about it. And specifically that what was spied on is his email between him and his producer. And they're the only two people in the world that knew that this was a plan, that Tucker was trying to get an interview with Putin. And so, which is not a big deal. Like, you know, other journalists or whatever have interviewed Putin. But he's basically saying that they unmasked his name as part of a big sweep of intelligence gathering, and that they released it to some news organization. And he didn't say who, but he basically said his email exchanges were shared with some other news organization, leaked essentially to that news organization. And that is against like the law for them to unmask him in that way, because as a journalist, his name and credentials should all be kept private.
Right.
And he says that they did that in an effort to discredit him somehow. And so it's getting way awfuler than it was.
Yeah.
And I just did make up that word. So yeah.
It's getting way more owie, you guys. It's like owie.
It's so owie. Much more awfuler than it was.
Yeah, and so, owie and awfuler. Yeah. So that's okay. So this is, so I'm hoping, because I don't really, I've not caught his show in the past couple days, but I'm hoping that he is talking about this like a lot. I'm really making sure that he's okay, good, because he's getting this out so people really know what is going on. Because as we know, the media is completely inept. And they're also corrupt, and they're also in the bag with Democrats, and they're a propaganda machine at this point. So they're not going to be telling you what's going on. The only people that are going to tell you what's going on is, you know, I kind of trust Fox at this point, but I trust individual journalists. I only trust the individuals at this point.
Right.
I don't even trust networks. So, I mean, you have to look to them to give you the information. And so then you have to really rely on your own smarts to figure out what's going on and question everything. God, this is terrible. What's happening?
Well, it is. And he said he believes that it would be like the actual head of the NSA, the agency's director, that would have had to personally approve his name being out. And so he's mad. I mean, and they're pushing back. I mean, he's trying to push back on this agency as much as possible by publicizing this as much as possible.
Right.
So I don't know. Again, it's like one of those things like that's great that he's talking about it and it's awful. But what happens? So now what?
Yeah, it's kind of like when all that stuff went down when, you know, I don't know, what was it, 2-3 years? I can't remember now. But you and I used to talk about it all the time. We were on daytime radio is the FBI. You know, the FBI is corrupt AF.
Yeah.
And all that stuff that happened with the FBI and with James Comey, and nothing happened. Nothing.
I know. I mean, and he's sitting there, you know, resting on his moss.
On his moss. talking about his book deal. He made like a ton of money from a book deal. And I think there's a movie about him. Like there's like Hollywood's making movies about this guy. So this is the thing. I mean, the more corrupt you are, the more you get rewarded in this country. Yeah. And so this is with the NSA now. I'm thinking, so what's going to, I have no faith. I want to have faith that these people will be held accountable, but I don't, because they're on the right side of politics, right? Yeah. I mean, we're on the right side, but you know what I mean? They're on the right side of groupthink.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones who are going to get rewarded for being awful, for being against what the founders wanted. It's awful. This is terrible. So I don't know. What do you do about it? Right. I mean, what do we do?
I mean, he's doing what he can do. Right.
Everything.
I mean, and he's doing it really well. Like he will not let this go. And I'm glad for him, because I did see, this was even before I left, I feel like, that I was starting to see other Congress people that were, you know, trying to get the ball rolling with an investigation, with an inquiry. And, you know, it's going to take Congress doing something to do something. I guess. So anyway, that's that. And by the way, since you were mentioning the potential movie of Comey,
yeah.
Just read. I mean, obviously he would not play him, but if they're looking for someone freakishly tall, I just saw this morning that Barron Trump is 6'7".
Oh my gosh.
6'7". At 16 years old, he is 6'7".
Oh my gosh. I wonder if he plays, any sports. I don't know. Or if he's just, you know, like not really a sporty kind of kid. He's just super tall. Because, I mean, I would imagine he's probably pretty smart.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's smart. 6'7 is what the Daily Mail is reporting. 6'7" tall.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. That is remarkable.
That's a big boy.
That is a big boy. I can, you know what I think? As a mom, you know, the first thing I think of is think of how much he eats.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
A teenage boy.
My kid's pretty short for his age. He's probably average, I guess, for his age. And he eats a lot.
Yeah, they just pile it away. And then it goes nowhere. It just goes nowhere. Yeah.
Speaking of Trump's, I did read that Donald Trump is suing Facebook, Google, and Twitter for trillions of dollars in damages.
I love it.
Trillions.
I love it.
Oh, my God. It's so great.
I love every bit of it. You know, it's so funny because my daughter, we saw this last night. It was on TV. And my 11-year-old daughter, she was like, wait, why is he suing, Mom? And I go, well, he hasn't been able to use Twitter or Facebook since like January the 7th. And she goes, why wouldn't he be able to use it? I'm like, I don't know. They just decided they don't want him to be able to have those platforms. And she was like, that doesn't seem very fair. This is America. And I'm like, yeah, you understand that you're 11.
Welcome.
I mean, it is right. It's very interesting how, when you see it through the eyes of a kid, they're just like, it's so simple, right?
Right.
These are so simple, but then we have as adults, we're like, but this and but that and but as Democrats, blah, 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 blah. Like, he shouldn't have it because he's Trump, right? And she's like, that doesn't seem right. Like, I mean, he's a citizen now. He should be able to just say what he wants to say. And like, and it was interesting to me. Who is the, Michael Knowles was on last night talking about how our politics is speech now. I loved his point about that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, it's true. Like, our whole, everything is, politics is discourse. If you don't have speech and discourse, you cannot engage. I mean, there is no politics.
Political system, yeah. It's
right.
True.
So, I mean, so essentially they have cut him out entirely.
Yeah.
And so it's,
You guys, quick break from our discussion to tell you what is going on with GenuCell right now. So if you remember, one of our favorite sponsors is Chamonix. And they have this amazing skincare line called GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. And if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, you can get half or more off the original price of three of their packages. Actually, any of their packages. I think that there are three primary packages, and you'll see them like right when you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. There's like the there's the spa package, which is my favorite because it includes the microdermabrasion, the Cristal's microdermabrasion thing, which I love. And it has their toner, which I've used for years and years and years. But it also has the most popular products package and then an essentials package. And they're 50% or more off of their original pricing right now. If you go to that specific website, lovegenucell.com/chicks, and I'm thinking, I need to start using their eye stuff
I've been using their immediate effects stuff right here because I haven't been, that's, I've been kind of incorporating that, and I've really noticed a huge difference too. So I love that stuff. I never thought I would really use that, but I've been using it. I'm like, oh, I really like that. Cause in the morning,
It's the immediate effects is supposed to be really good for eye bags, which we don't have, but you use it, it like tightens all of the, like the things.
Yeah. And for it helps with like dark circles and stuff like that, which I get a lot of, cause I don't get a lot of sleep. So it helps with that.
So, I mean, all the products are amazing, but if you want to get a package, you can get a massive, massive discount right now if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, or if you just want to try something, you get 10% off with code CHICKS use on any product that you want. It's the packages that you get real savings. So if now is the time that you're feeling like, I want to try a whole new skincare line, do it now, because I'm not sure how long this deal will last. And it's spectacular.
It's so such great stuff. Really great
stuff. Try them out. Faux show. We were talking about lawsuits with the Trump and the you know, the all of the things with the Facebook and the Twitter and the Google. Do you remember when we watched that documentary about, is it the Fry Festival or Fire Festival?
Fire, F-Y-R-E, Fire Festival.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. So they just now... got like through all of the bankruptcy court, like hullabaloo, class action, blah, right? They just now got through
It's taken that long.
I know. And you know, there's still more to do. So before, like as this was progressing, the people who had spent money to go, and if you don't know what Fire Festival is, what's the quickest way to like
it's not like an EDM festival, but it kind of reminds me of one of those EDM festivals, but it's like a music festival where they said they were going to have all these big name music people, these music names that were going to be there, and they're going to be on this island, and people were going to go there, and they're going to pay all this money, and they got there and ended up being like this complete disaster. So
like no place to stay. Right. People were like literally just sleeping outside and tents.
It ended up being like crap island. And so, and the big names in his show, it was really bad. So people ended up suing. People sued.
And they were expecting, until just like this new news report came out, people were expecting somewhere in the range of $7,000 to $8,000 per person that was part of the class action suit, which is still like not as much as some people paid, because they were thinking, oh, we're going to stay in these like amazing
villas.
Villas. Right. Nobody got to stay in an amazing villa. So anyway, now, so the bankruptcy lawyers or whatever, they have so far collected $1.4 million from the people that got sued. $1.1 million of that goes to lawyers. And so people right now that were in the class action suit are looking at a refund of, get this, $280.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. I mean, can you?
Can you imagine? Yeah,
I mean, I can, though, because we know lawyers.
Oh, my God.
I can. This is what happens, man. This lawyers. Lawyers. I'm sorry if you're a lawyer out there. I'm sorry if you're a lawyer and you're watching this and I'm saying that about you, but
you know,
but you know, because you charge like $500 an hour. If we make a phone call to you, you're like, that'll be $400. And we're like, we talked to you for 10 minutes on the phone. Like, that's ridiculous. Like,
just I know.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Yeah. That's
insane. So there's this door-to-door vaccine push that the Biden administration is going to be taking part in, sending that around people.
Not going to go well. I heard about that yesterday and I was like, this, like, you come to my house and you start talking about vaccine. First of all, you're not going to get through the front gate at my property. Not going to happen. All right. But if you make it past the front gate and then you come onto my, like, there's a thing in Texas. My husband was telling me, I can't remember what it is. There's like a, if you, I probably shouldn't even talk about this on our podcast, but there is a thing in Texas where if you get on somebody's property there, people have like flags that are a certain color and like, you can shoot people if they come on your property. Like if you have the certain color flag, I'm just saying like, it's like, I'm not saying that I'm condoning violence. I'm just saying that like, you better not come onto my property talking about vaccines. Like what is that? Like that's, you're not doing this. There's a reason I live out in the sticks. I don't want to be near people. All right. First of all, second of all, like I'm here. Like, I don't want people soliciting to me about anything. That's my point. That is my point. It's not to say I condone violence. It's to say that I don't want people soliciting. And I definitely don't want people soliciting about a vaccine. Like, can you imagine how not, how ill received this will be by people? Like,
oh, I mean, people are losing their minds over how utterly ridiculous this is. And Saki was trying to defend it yesterday by saying, it's just an information campaign. I mean, people can make their own decisions, but this is just to make sure people know where to go. If you don't know at this point where to get a vaccine, what is even wrong with you? Like, if you want one, there are a billion places that you can go and get one right now today.
Yeah.
And there's not a lack of knowledge about
it. No. There have been a gajillion, like, we've had concerts. We've had, you know, the Foo Fighters and J-Lo have sang about it. I mean, it's not like people don't understand where to go and how to do it. This is, it's insane. It's just, you know, let people, this is just such an overreach, such a sign of government overreach. Let people make their own choice about what they want to do and shut up and stay out of their lives. But the fact that they want to come to people's houses and knock on their doors and be like, you need to do this is just such, it's a perfect representation of Democrats and this administration, how much they want to be in your lives and controlling all the things. Stay away from me and my family.
I know. And speaking of which, I did see too that the Army, specifically the Army, is going to make the vaccine mandatory for everybody by the 1st of September.
So
I don't know what, how do you even get out of that? Like, how do you, because you, the Army owns your body. Like, when you enlist into the Army, you're owned. Like, your ass is theirs.
Yeah,
and so I don't know how you get out of this.
Don't you think?
Unless you're dishonorably discharged, right?
Yeah, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of people who are going to find ways out. Like, and then there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. A lot.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what recourse they have, because they basically, you sign over. I mean, we were talking about this on our radio show, I want to say like 3 or 4 months ago. There were a bunch of people calling in saying, talking about this in different terms, but they were talking about how, because your body is owned by the Army, if you get a sunburn, that you can get like you can get a write-up, you can get disciplinary action for getting a sunburn because your body is property of the United States. And so if it prevents you from being able to do whatever it is that you do, that is literally something that could be a write-up issue. That's how crazy it is. And so that's why, as soon as I read that, I was like, man, there are going to be some people in the Army who are pissed that this is mandatory.
You're right. They're going to be pissed. I wonder how many of those people actually read the fine print, though, right?
Yeah.
Think about the people who sign up and they're like, listen, I'm not, don't take this the wrong way either. But there are a lot, I'm sure there are some people who sign up and they're like, I'm going to get in this. I'm going to get my free college. I'm going to get out. I'm going to serve. I'm going to be done. But they don't read all the fine print. And then the government is like, oh, we do own your body and yeah. we can tell you what to do. And so, and then how much will this deter a lot of people from getting in now?
Well, that's exactly. I mean, you know, and I don't know if this extends to families. I have no idea how that's going to work. The headline that I saw was specifically about service members.
Right.
So, but I mean, yikes.
That's a great point. But the problem with this is it is not fully approved. That's right. What bothers me about this. It's like, it's one thing if it was a fully approved vaccine. I still go back to that. It's still not fully approved.
I know. It's nuts that they can even do that. Anybody can do this. Any right. business, any organization can do it at all. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
It is insane.
Google is destroying our right to privacy and critical race theory is invading our schools. Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss how he is fighting back. I'll take you inside my reporting on the horrific human trafficking that Biden administration policies are making much worse. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So one of the talks I didn't even say because I was just going to tell you about it. There was a girl who posted you know how you can do the green screen and you can show behind you like an email, right? You can show an email. So this girl got on there to tell a story about some fashion brand called Ava Lane.
I've never heard of that, but okay.
I haven't either, but it's not important, except she's super young. She's fresh out of college. She applied for a job to be a brand spokesperson,
like a brand ambassador,
but it's an actual like job like with the company. So so she applied through whatever their recruitment or application process is. So what happened is whoever got that application obviously liked her enough to forward her on to the VP to be interviewed. The VP replied to all, so they included this applicant on the response, and it said really? This girl is, are you sure you want me to interview her? She's fresh out of college and not that cute. And so they sent it to her. And so she posted it on TikTok, and she was actually like a good sport about it because she knew what would happen. She posts the email behind her that shows exactly the guy's name, the company, everything. And she was like, I still feel pretty cute. And she, you know, so she was like, but of course, everybody on TikTok flooded this place to leave a million negative reviews about it. And so now they've marked their Instagram account private. Like, it's a total PR disaster. And so,
My God.
Yikes. Like, oh my God, they're in so much trouble. And turns out the guy that wrote that did the reply to all is the owner's husband, I think. Like, there's some sort of, like, it's not a big business, right? It's just one of those boutique things.
You know, she is losing her crap.
Oh my God. I cannot imagine. I cannot imagine.
Oh my God.
This is the biggest F up ever. Oh my God. So,
I mean, she'll probably like her business will probably tank because of this, or maybe she'll get business. I don't know. You never know what's going to happen with these things, because sometimes bad PR is good PR, right?
That's true. That's
like,
true. The name
nothing.
Of the company, somebody's asking, it's Ava Lane, A-V-A and then Lane.
It's just one of those like 1,000 gajillion boutiques that's out there.
I guess so. But
oh my God. My God.
You know, that dude is just like, oh crap, what did I do?
Yeah. Oh my. Always look at the two line, man.
Oh man.
Send it.
Do not reply to all unless you really mean it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that happened. By the way, when I was leaving, Arizona in the parking lot, my last night, I saw a coyote in the parking lot. And so I followed him with my car because he was so cute. And so cute. I only got a blurry picture of him, but I want to show you my blurry picture of his.
Was he like, quit following me, psycho?
Probably, but look at him. Isn't he so cute?
They are cute.
I mean, he's just a dog. He's just a dog.
Well, they're not just dogs though, Mach. They're not just dogs. They kill lots of things. They kill all the things. I mean, they're dogs, but they're not like your dogs. Like, you don't want to go up and be like, oh, no.
I did want to do that, but he was too fast.
No, they are
very, very fast.
They are fast and they will kill the things. I mean, that we get like out here in the country, you go out at night and you could hear like, I mean, 25, 30 of them, like just howling. It's so loud. I mean, they are just howling. I know. It's crazy. So crazy.
They're yeah. so cute. He was little. Like he was a little guy, but littler than my dogs.
Yeah.
He was
And there are a lot of the people that are, live down the way from us. They have goats and they will kill the goats. That's why they have donkeys. The donkeys will keep the coyotes away. That's why I want a donkey. I mean, not yeah. that they, I'm not sure if they'll rip up a Brahmin. I'm not sure what they'll do. Like,
oh my
to our cattle. I don't know if they'll kill the cattle or not. I don't think they will. I don't think that.
They're so much smaller than the cows.
Yeah. But you'd be surprised what a pack of them can do.
Oh, you know? A pack of them. Yeah.
Like yeah. A pack. Cause I mean, like the rancher down the street was telling us that, because I'm like, oh, our Danes will be fine. If our Danes would be totally fine with coyotes. She's like, no, they wouldn't. The coyotes would absolutely kill your Danes. And I was like, oh, crap. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Because they were talking about how they'd eat the little dogs, you know. And I'm like, oh, my big dogs would be fine. And she's like, no, they wouldn't. I mean, especially with a pack. So you have to be careful with coyotes. I mean,
well, this little guy was all by himself, though. And he probably just wanted a hug. You know, he just didn't know. He just didn't know that it was me. And that I would have been like, oh my gosh, let's have some hugs. You right. and me, coyote.
I just want to hug the coyote.
I just want to hug you.
I just want to.
Also, yeah, it would be bad.
I have to show you.
She's going to die, you guys. She's going to die by a wild animal mauling.
Somebody's asking me who the girl was that did the email or showed the email from Ava Lane. I don't know because, you guys, I forgot to save it. So I didn't save it, you guys. I don't remember her name. I'm sorry.
Well, you
could
probably
know.
Look it up, though. You guys could probably just
it's
going to
explode. That
Ava Lane.
Story will explode today right. on the internet. It is going to explode. You're going to start seeing it all over the place, I promise. Or if you just even probably do a search already on Ava Lane, I wouldn't be surprised if it starts coming up as a news story.
Yeah.
Because that's a big... That's going to be a thing.
It'll be a big story. And then, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they actually got more business from it.
They could, but man, I feel like that's, I don't know. Is that something that's like, no, it's probably not suable because she's just like this little white girl and like there wouldn't be any discrimination.
No,
like,
yeah,
you
no.
know what I mean? Like a protected right. class.
No, she's not a protected class. She's
but just, man, that looks right. bad. Looks bad.
Right. She's just like not that cute, right? I mean,
and she was totally cute. Like she was completely fine.
Right. She's and just normal. So, like said, so that would be kind of like me as a young girl. It's just like you're just normal. If you're normal and you're not like a Kardashian or whatever, that's probably what a guy says about you behind the scenes. And then you're like, what do you like? How do you even? There's nothing you know what I mean? Think about all the times that people have talked about you in your life.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And said, I mean, she's okay.
Right. And you were exactly. You weren't privy to that conversation. And then mm-hmm. now it's being blasted to the world. And it's like, okay.
Yikes.
Right. I mean, this email, man, social media, this is where we're living in the world. This
I mean, for real, for I real. That's great. Bad.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and bring it in.
Bringing it in,
you guys, bringing it in. Mock's going to go back and take a nap.
Going to bed.
She's going to go back to bed, you guys. She's very tired.
I'm tired.
She already has her jammies on, you guys. She's going to slip back into her My Pillow sheet. You guys have a fantastic, what is today? Is today Thursday?
Thursday. Yes, Thursday.
Have a great Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.